From JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Callagher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How much is Tip Top going to be?
Well, I don't know, actually. We don't know a lot about it. Have they asked Rachel about this, though?
What's Rachel say with the trumpets? What's going to happen to Rachel and the trumpets, for goodness sake? I mean, have they even taken into account the nationwide upset of this, the jelly tips? I mean, the topsies?
Yeah, well, perhaps they were just hoping that at Christmas time it might get sort of forgotten. Well, geez, that wasn't that a line out of Live Aid? They've appointed first. We're talking about Fonterra, aren't we, Mike? We're talking about Fonterra. So a lot of news coming out of Fonterra at the moment. We know that a strategic review of the company is underway, and that follows the recent results announcement where the company posted a loss of $196 million. So there was the payout to Danone, there was the $439 million write-down on Being Made Investment. But look, the company did commit, that this was back on September the 13th, the company committed to three immediate actions. They said they were going to take stock of their business, so that was evaluating all of the assets and partnerships. They were going to get the basics right, and they were going to ensure more accurate forecasts. So that was September the 13th. So let's look at more accurate forecasts firstly. Yesterday they announced the reduction in the 2018-19 forecast farmgate milk price. That was revised down to a range $6-$6.30. It was $6.25 to $6.50. But just a little recap here, Mike. They started out at $7. And it was revised down in August from $7 to $6.75. Now, they can't actually, you can't ask them to forecast necessarily what's happening in the wholesale market, but, and it wasn't unexpected that you'd get weakness given that we'd get a write down given that we'd seen that weakness in global dairy trade. But I do note that forecast range assumes that the dairy prices will firm across the balance of the season. So they are expecting prices to go back up, so you've got to keep an eye on that. They updated their business performance, revenue down 4%, sales volumes down 6%. Chief Executive Miles Hurrell, he said that quarter one results don't really give a lot of insight into their expected performance for the whole year. They've got some challenges there. They're rationalising the relationship with Being Mate. They did say they were going to do that. Right. So they're going to take back full ownership of this Darnham plant in Australia. That was in partnership with Being Mate, but they're going to sell stuff to Being Mate from that one. And, yes, they're selling Tip Top. They've appointed First New Zealand Capital to look at a range of options. They'd like to see it held in New Zealand hands, but I suspect that they will be fluid on that. Yeah. Hey, Mike, they will get a bit of feedback, though, because they're selling assets, but they're still paying dividends. And I think there will be a bit of pushback on them because of that. No decisions yet on the assets in China, but gosh, we can't see Tip Top being owned elsewhere.
Well, say that, you old patriotic fool, but you do realise it's been held by offshore interests before. It's not like it's been New Zealand its entire life.
I know, but we got it back.
We did. All right. Well, you and I. Well, why don't we? What do we do? What do we do on social media? You set up a help me out page. What are they called? Something like that. Okay. Now Waymo.
Waymo. We haven't talked about electric autonomous cars for a while, have we? If you're not familiar with Waymo, it's owned by Alphabet, so Google. It's their division chasing the autonomous vehicle robo-taxi space. A bit of a battle going on there with Uber. I mean, General Motors, I think, has got Cruise. There's some other ones out there. Zooks, I think, might be one. Voyage. They've been saying for months they'd get robo-taxis on the market before the end of the year, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
How many?
I mean, sort of. That's sort of. I think they've got 600 vehicles. It's only in Arizona. So the thing is, they're going to start charging passengers for rides. there is a couple of issues here, though. There is a couple of issues. It's only for people that have been part of the early rides plot program, and it will be restricted to areas in Arizona, and they initially will have safety drivers, so cars won't actually.
So not really driverless then at all. So if you need a car in Arizona with a bloke behind the wheel and you want to pretend it's a driverless car, then this is for you.
Now, they have got plans to phase out those people, which is kind of self-evident, really, isn't it? That if you want to have a driverless car, you don't want to have a driver in there. Hey, quick note on US equity markets, Mike. They're not looking good. This is following the arrest of the CFO of Huawei. It's kind of hard to see those US-China trade talks going well when you start arresting high-profile Chinese people.
This would be true. Now, what are the numbers?
Not good. no Christmas cheer. 24,468 on the Dow Jones. That's down 558 points, 2.2%. The S&P 500, 2642, also down 2%. The NASDAQ down 1% at 7083. The FTSE 100, 6704, down 218. All of Europe down about 3%. Nikkei, 215.01, down 418. The Shanghai Composite, 2605. They were down 1.5%. The ASX 200, yes, they lost 10 points, 5657. We lost 23 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 8758. The New Zealand dollar is weaker this morning against the US at 0.6873, but quite a lot stronger against the Aussie, 0.9527. Against the euro, 0.6039. Against the pound, 0.5376. Against the yen, 77.25. Gold is trading at $1,241.34. Brent crude a bit lower. The Saudis have announced some production cuts, but perhaps not as much as was expected. $59.50.
Good on you, mate. See you Monday. Appreciate it. Andrew Callaghan, JMI Wealth. He's at jmiwealth.co.nz.